A holdup in the House. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. 11 voting rounds so far and 3 days of voting for House Speaker. And lawmakers can't agree on who will lead them.
Kevin McCarthy expected to move the meter today. It never happened despite concessions. The House is no closer to electing a speaker than when it started on Tuesday. McCarthy opponents refuse to budge, the same with those loyal to McCarthy. Byron Donalds of Florida continued to garner votes today. A new name in the mix, Kevin Hern of Oklahoma. Matt Gaetz even voted for Donald Trump. Some GOP members are starting to believe McCarthy may never overcome the opposition. They're tired of repeated votes.
Fox's Chad Pergram, an initial court appearance for the suspect in the killings of four University of Idaho students in November. Brian Koberger is charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder. His bail was denied. President Biden announces new plans to handle the influx of migrants from the southern border.
Ahead of President Biden's trip to El Paso next week, the administration announces new action to address immigration and border security. That includes a new parole program and app for people to apply for asylum appointments. He says migrants looking for asylum should apply before trying to come to the U.S.
Do not just show up at the border. Stay where you are and apply legally from there.
The president still says the efforts won't completely solve the problem, telling Congress to provide the administration with resources and to pass immigration reform. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The fiance of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who was attacked as he defended the U.S. Capitol during the January 6, 2021 riot and died a day later, has filed a civil lawsuit against former President Trump and two others who assaulted Sicknick. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The new COVID-19 outbreak in China is putting a squeeze on hospital beds in Beijing.
Mostly older people lying on stretchers in hallways or sitting in wheelchairs hooked up to oxygen tanks. Resources are stretched to the brink, even after COVID infections reportedly peaked in Beijing. One hospital in the city's east was packed Thursday with newly arrived patients. Beds were gone by mid-morning as ambulances arrived with more patients in need of treatment. The Lunar New Year is on the horizon. Local governments warning residents to skip visits with family and friends to protect themselves and others. But Hong Kong says it will start to reopen its border with mainland China on Sunday, allowing people to cross without quarantine. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Trader Joe's is being sued over its dark chocolate bars.
A proposed class action lawsuit against Trader Joe's accuses the grocery chain of selling dark chocolate that contains harmful levels of lead and cadmium. It was filed this week in federal court in Central Islip, New York, a week after a similar lawsuit was filed there by the same law firms against Hershey. Both suits come after Consumer Reports said last month that 23 of the 28 dark chocolate bars it tested had potentially harmful levels of the metals for people who eat more than 1 ounce of chocolate a day. The lawsuits are seeking at least $5 million each in damages. Trader Joe's did not respond to a request by Reuters for comment. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new study finds the world's glaciers are shrinking and disappearing faster than scientists thought, with 2/3 of them projected to melt out of existence by the end of the century. Scientists say, though, if the world can limit future warming, then slightly less than half will disappear. Though scientists say that's unlikely, the study published in the journal Science. On Wall Street, stocks fell broadly as another hot reading on the job market raised worries that the Fed will need to continue to raise interest rates. The Dow lost 339. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.